So our next speaker is Ryota, and he's going to tell us about R Analytic Flow 3.
Thank you for introducing. Today I'm going to talk about R Analytic Flow 3. This is a data analysis GUI for R, and it's a desktop application written in Java, and it works on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And this is open source, so you can download our source code in LGPL. And just please let me introduce ourselves. This is F Prime Inc., the company, and we are doing data analysis consulting in Japan. And we have been working on this project since 2007. And Tatsuhiro Nagai is that guy who's taking a picture on the back, and he's the main programmer, and he's writing 99% of the code, and I'm doing some project management and designing, and I'm also an author of a package PPCLAS. And well, today I don't have so much time, so I'm going to do some quick tour demonstration of the software, and you will find what this program is doing. At first, you will see this project dialog, and just click on this quick start button to start up. And suppose that you have unknown some data file called iris.txt, and you can drag and drop into here. Now you can see the data in this format. It's actually in the text file and separated by tab, and it has header. And our analytic flow automatically detects the settings of this encoding, separator, and header. And you can see the file in the table format. And you can click on this input toolbar and select this read text file. Now you can see the same format here, and this is actually executed by the R code. You can change the settings here, but everything is automatically detected, and you can successfully run it here. So now you can see the result object here, but in this dialog, if you change some settings, you can see this preview, and everything in this preview mode is executed with something like this one, and rows it's 100. So not everything is executed, but we can use some small part of the data to see preview. And you can check whether your settings is correct. So I'd like to back to the original settings. And now our analytic flow is name of this program, and we can make some analysis workflow with this software. Just click on this drag to add button and drag it. Drop here to make the smallest workflow here. And you can do things like subsetting. For example, sepal length should be larger than 5 or something like that. And you can see preview here. And drag it like this. Or you can directly drag and drop here. To make some workflow without interaction with this dialog type things. So I'd like to back to the slides. Okay, and you can do some modeling here with some stepwise mode or something like that. and do some prediction, and you can find some modules for plotting, and well, we have workflow like here. The workflow is, okay. This is some kind of icons button. All these icons have corresponding R scripts in XML format, actually, and you can click on the last node you'd like to run, and this run flow button makes all the things running. And you can also expose things to R script, or you can write R script by hand and insert it into the workflow, or you can use R script inserted into the workflow, and it is run actually by a source command, so you can use your existing source code with this analytic flow workflow system together. Or you can use custom UI builder to make your own GUI for your analysis. After making this custom UI, you can include any analysis systems into this workflow and make some confidence interval writing system here, or anything you can write in the format of function. So benefits of this program is that this is designed for the data analysis, so you can analyze interactivity, and the practical tools out of the box are available, and you can focus more on data, not on programming tasks. And this is very easy to use, so best for our beginners, we believe. And this is great for working with non-statisticians. They cannot understand R calls, so you can make some workflow, and they can understand what's going on. Or this helps sharing your work visually with your colleagues or yourself several months later, and you have no memory about your analysis. So you can see the workflow, and you will hopefully remember what you are doing. And I'd like to talk some compatibility issue. Well, this is very this has very simple project system here, and the project folder contains data and workflows and some metadata in .afp or .raf folder. So this is very compatible with other systems like Git or Subversion, or you can use this with RStudio because this metadata do no bad things with it. And you can switch between R scripts with between this workflow system because you can export workflows as R scripts, or vice versa, you can insert R scripts into workflow. So, sorry, I'm not very good at speaking English, so then you may not understand everything, but you can try our analytic flow today. You can download here, or you can search websites. And today's talk is available here, so everything is available. So, enjoy your analysis with our analytic flow, and we are available here, and we are on Twitter, and you can find today's slide here. In some women.
Okay, so let's thank Ryota. So I have about 10 minutes for questions. So are there any questions about the analytic flow?
Have you thought about this, or is this a possibility that writers of packages could also include some type of menu or interface with your product? Better way to put it, say I wrote a package, I want people to load it up, and it also
Okay, so the question is, can there be third-party package developers who add functionality to the analytic flow system?
Well, currently no, but we have a custom UI system, so you can use you can make some these new UI for yourself, but there's no upload system, so we should think of it in future.
Are there any other questions? Okay, well, yeah, I have a question then. So yeah. You said the target user was maybe yourself in a few months if you if you forgot something,
yeah, yeah.
Or maybe your colleagues. I can completely understand how it's useful to communicate an R script via like a workflow diagram like you've showed. And so, yeah, I was just wondering, can you talk a little bit about your experience using this system and what are why you think this would be advantageous to just writing an R script yourself?
Well, doing things in R script is very useful, but it's very, it helps me in thinking about analysis very well. I mean, I'm free from writing scripts and I can concentrate on the data itself. So, and we can interactively do things with visually and presentation. So this helps us thinking in the perspective of problem, not in programming. This is the main focus of this project,
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think we have time for one more question, if anybody else wants to ask a question about analytic flow. Go ahead.
Has somebody built any real applications with this tool?
So the question was, has anyone built any real applications with this tool?
And do you mean application in industry or something? Yeah, we're doing everything in this problem, so.
So what are some of the main domains where you're trying to be more useful?
So yeah, the follow-up question is, what are the problem domains in which this tool has proven to be the most useful?
We're mainly doing things in marketing and, some of bioinformatics things we do, but mainly in marketing.
So yeah, we have still many more minutes for questions if anybody else wants to pipe in. But otherwise, let's thank Ryota again, and we have a few more minutes after that.